Je rêvais de voir c'est quoi la neige.
I always wanted to see snow. I said to my mother, someday I'd like to leave. Do you want to go to France and live with your aunt? And I said, no, I want to go to Quebec, to Canada. She was very surprised. Where have you heard about that country? She said, well, in my history and geography courses. I wanted to explore the world. It was that heedless age between childhood and adolescence where you want to leave, to cut ties with your parents, to go in search of your destiny. That's something we believe in. When the children speak and they say, well, this is my voice, I want to go try something, I want to go see something, well, we're told to go ahead and explore. And that's what I was told to do. You know where you come from, but you don't know where you're going. If you make a bad decision, we'll be here waiting. And that helped me a great deal. And that is something that I say to my own children. That was back in 1971. I never really liked sewing, but when I arrived in Canada, I said, wow, they don't do things the same way we do. The finishing is very well done, the vests, the pants. I think I'm going to study that. And I registered at school. The director looked at me and said, well, first of all, you're too young. And secondly, you don't have the educational background. Well, we'll take you for 3 or 6 months, and if it doesn't work out, off you go. And I ended up with a diploma in haute couture. The fact that I was in a Quebec family helped me a great deal to understand the society, to understand the people, and sometimes I even forgot that I was black. In the work I did before, I only dealt with women from quote-unquote high society, so I didn't really know real people. When I landed here, I had to look at the reality of Montreal and the reality of women's lives and the problems that women face. People have a great deal to offer, even if it's no more than a thank you. Oh, you know, it's because of you that we found a job. It's because of you that I learned that there was such type of training available at such and such a place, and now I'm a nurse and I work in a hospital. That's incalculable. I love it. It really touches me as a woman. And that's why I would like Alte La Ressource to last a very long time so that we can continue to provide the services that we offer. You know, when you're helping a mother, you're not only helping the mother, you're helping everyone around her. Her children, her husband, the family. They come here, they are in tears, and they say, oh, thank you so much. And I say to them, but what have I done? And they say, well, I've gotten to where I did because of you. My life as a teenager ended here. My life as a woman was lived here. My life as a mother is here. So, yes, my home is Quebec. It's Montreal. I do return to Africa, and my brothers and my sisters now call me the Canadian, the Québécoise. Where is my home? It's no longer Africa. It's no longer Benin. It's here. And one day I asked my son, I said to him, where is home? And he says to me, Mom, you've always said to me that the goat will graze where it is tethered. Well, you tethered me here. This is my home.
Mon chez moi, c'est ici.